The city of Anaheim has historically played a major role in Orange County politics. It's OC's largest city, home to Disneyland and the county's two professional sports teams, the Angels and Ducks. And so it's no surprise that more than a year before the 2018 elections, candidates are already lining up to run for mayor. That job will be vacated by incumbent Tom Tate, a Republican, because of term limits. And here to run us through some of the candidates and key issues is Gustavo Arellano. He's the editor of the OC Weekly, and this is KCRW's Orange County Line. Hola, Gustavo.
Hola, Eric.
So first of all, tell us about the Republican side of the ticket. Who has declared they will run for mayor and who supports them?
So the big name is a guy by the name of Harry Sidhu. He was a two-term council member for Anaheim early last decade. And ever since then, he's tried to run for different seats. That, you know, there was rumors he wanted to run for supervisor. That didn't happen. He did try to run for state assembly and lost. So he comes in. He's also millionaires, very wealthy, got rich off of El Pollo Loco franchises, of all things. So this is going to be a self-funded campaign. But he also has a lot of power with the Republican establishment. So you can already declaring their support for him are District Attorney Tony Rakakis and the current sheriff, Sandra Hutchins. And it's interesting, though, because Tom Tate himself is a Republican, but he's kind of like persona non grata with the Republican establishment in the city of Anaheim.
And so what about the Anaheim Democrats?
So the big name for the Anaheim Democrats is someone who's never even ran for office before, Ashley Aitken. And the Aitken name is very famous in Orange County Democratic circles because of her dad, Wiley Aitken, legendary lawyer, also the guy who ran Loretta Sanchez, ran her campaign back in 1996 when she beat Bob Dornan in the very famous historical upset and whatnot. So Ashley's never run for office, but she thinks it's her time. She's a lawyer. She sits on the board of directors for the Orange County Fair. She's been a previous president of the Orange County Bar Association, worked for a dad in the family law firm. Also is going to have a pretty good war chest going into it, but that's going to be the big problem. No one, you know, in legal circles and political circles, you know the Aitken name, but for the public at large, they don't know Ashley. They don't know what she's done. So she actually, even though she's probably going to have the most money, she's probably going to have to face an uphill battle, especially against someone like Sid, who already has that name recognition. Again, was elected twice to the Anaheim City Council.
Now, in Congress, you have both Democrats and Republicans representing parts of Anaheim. Will the likes of Ed Royce, Mimi Walters, or Lou Correa weigh heavily in this race?
Probably Lou Correa, because he's the one who really holds the district the most. Ed Royce, he gets a little bit of Anaheim, but he's mostly historically based in Fullerton. Mimi's from South County, but because of gerrymandering somehow, I think she gets Anaheim Hills as well. But this is going to be a very important race. And even though it's a nonpartisan race, you can expect a lot of people lining up behind whatever candidates. And of course, this is early on. This is more than a year before the election. Another name that's being bandied around is another two-time city councilwoman, Lori Galloway. She ran for mayor back in 2014, lost against Mayor Tate, although she came in second place. She might run. Or maybe another person who might run, Jose Moreno, the council member, current council member. He's up for re-election as well, but he's the guy who actually sued for district elections and won. Maybe he sees an opening for him, and he's also aligned with Mayor Tom Tate. And that's going to be the other interesting thing. Who is Tom Tate going to endorse? He's not going to endorse Sidhu because they never got along. Will he endorse a Democrat, kind of like with what he did with Jose Moreno, and go behind Ashley Aitken? Or will he run his own candidates?
So finally, what are the issues that the candidates are championing, and do they reflect what the voters are clamoring for in Anaheim?
The big issue right now in Anaheim is homelessness. And Ashley Aitken said homelessness is one of her big priorities along with affordable housing. Of course, her take is going to be different from what Harry Sidhu and the Republican establishment want. And then the usual issues, of course, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, if you want to go that way. They're still clamoring. They want a new stadium. Disney always wants to be expanding. The hotels want their subsidies. The convention center wants to expand. A lot of issues. And more importantly for me, I don't live in Anaheim anymore, but my family still lives there. We go back four generations there. How about good jobs? Good, well-paying jobs? But let's see but that's not exactly an issue that gets a lot of headlines, so let's see who capitalizes on that.
Well, as the OC turns, to be continued. Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange City Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.